This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There are reports from Najaf, Iraq, today that Shiite leader Abdul-Majid al-Khoei and another cleric had been killed by a mob at a Muslim shrine. Al-Khoei, an exile who had returned home, had said earlier that he helped persuade locals in the southern city of Najaf to cooperate with U.S. troops. Outside of Baghdad, the battle for control of northern Iraq has intensified. The important oil center of Kirkuk has fallen to Kurdish paramilitaries and U.S. special forces. Fighting is also reported around Mosul and to Crete, the hometown of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Nick Spicer is at U.S. Military Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Clearly, the battle for control of Iraq is not over.
No, and particularly in Baghdad, where Central Command officials are saying that there's much fighting ahead. We heard, to use the words of Major General Jean Renouart, who briefed reporters, that Baghdad was still an ugly place, he said, describing many unsecured areas in the Iraqi capital. And he said that despite the euphoria of yesterday when we saw people on TV toppling over statues, that the operation was far from complete. He said there had been fighting with non-Iraq Arab fighters in the west of the city, where they have set up their own checkpoints. We understand there's also fighting in a mosque, which killed one Marine, and that U.S. troops seized another presidential palace. There have been U.S. airstrikes called in on Iraqi positions on the banks of the Tigris. Renouart also said that there were a number of areas in the country as a whole where there has not yet been a fight with remaining Ba'ath Party officials, regular army units, and the Republican Guard. As he made this warning, he nonetheless described a growing area of security, as he called it, from the southern city of Basra to Baghdad. So it was kind of a mitigated picture he provided.
Now, what's the latest on the fighting in northern Iraq?
Well, we have reports from different sources of a surprising entry of hundreds of Kurdish fighters into the oil city of Kirkuk. It came after Iraqi defensive positions were heavily bombed by B-52s over the past few days. Kirkuk is a prized city for the Kurds of Iraq, but a permanent presence there, if it lasts long, would anger Turkey. And there are fears that such anger could spark a war within this war. Turkey is afraid that holding on to Kirkuk would be the first step towards the creation of an independent Kurdish state just over its border and fire up its own Kurdish minority. And we've just learned that Turkey's foreign minister is claiming to have assurances from Secretary of State Colin Powell that those Kurdish soldiers will not be allowed to control the city and that U.S. troops will soon be there to oversee things. Here at Central Command, it was explained to us today that the Kurdish militia, known as the Peshmerga, are under American command, special forces guiding them and calling in airstrikes to help them move forward. And today, as you were saying, over the past few days, they have been making progress towards Kirkuk and the other main objective in the north, the city of Mosul. We also have learned today that they're being supplied with heavy armor by planes coming from Germany. Otherwise, north of Baghdad and south of those two cities, all of the eyes here are on Tikrit, which is 110 miles north of Baghdad. It is the hometown of Saddam Hussein, his power base. There are continuing bombing raids on Iraqi positions there. Central Command planners are being very coy about what is coming up next, but we know that U.S. troops are pushing north there from Baghdad, and there is an expectation that if there is to be any kind of showdown, then Tikrit is next.
Any idea what's happened to senior officials in the Iraqi regime?
Well, no, they vanished. The major officials didn't show up for work yesterday in Baghdad, including the colorful information minister who's kept denying that U.S. troops were entering Baghdad when we could see them on TV just blocks away from where he was speaking. As for Saddam Hussein, we know now that U.S. special forces have reached the site where an assassination attempt was undertaken on Saddam Hussein and other leaders on Monday, and they're going through the rubble of that bomb blast to see if his body is in there. We know more about what the future leadership of Iraq might look like. Candidates are stepping forward and speaking on American and the world's television stations. Ahmad Chalabi, who is a longtime Iraqi exile and head of the Iraqi National Congress, is now in southern Iraq, and he says there will be a big meeting of potential future leaders this Saturday in an air base near Nasiriyah.
NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar.